Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Good evening. It's good to be here again this Saturday to bring forth this word, to continue on the series, Insights into the Song of Songs, or the Song of Solomon, that many of us know it as. So we are going to be turning again to the book of Song of Solomon and going into chapter 2 of Song of Solomon. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for another opportunity to bring forth your word. And we thank you, O God, for the insights into this word. And we pray, O God Almighty, that new revelation will come to your people as, O God, this word goes forth. So we thank you and we look to you by faith. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we go to chapter 2, verse 1. And the bride was still speaking. She was saying, the bride, the church, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. The bride, the church, makes a declaration of who she is in Christ. So we have to know who we are in Christ so we can declare with boldness. She said she is the rose of Sharon, the beauty and the aroma of Christ. We know how beautiful a rose is and the aroma that it brings forth. So we, the church, we are the beauty and the aroma of Christ. We are upright. And the lily, the pure one, the purity of the lily. So is the church pure in the sight of God and humble in the low places. We walk as the bride of Christ in humility in this world. So the word of God is telling us that we are supposed to walk as children of light, showing forth that beauty and aroma of Christ, and walking in humility, emulating our Lord and King. Verse 2, as the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the pure among the impure, the church in this world, we are pure because we have been washed in the blood of Jesus. But we are among the impure world. It's not easy, but we continue to demonstrate the love of God wherever we go, showing forth his glory and his praise. Verse 3 of chapter 2. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, as the fruit-bearing tree is the beloved Christ among the sons. The bride, the church, is saying that she's sat under the shade of her beloved Jesus with great joy, and his provision was sweet to partake of. And we see here the bride of Christ. We are covered, we are sheltered in Christ Jesus. He is our covering. So we sat under the shade of our beloved with great joy. And when we are abiding in him, when we are covered in him, we have joy in our hearts, even in the midst of trials and frustration and tribulation and persecution, we still have that joy because we are under the shade of our beloved Jesus. And he always has provision for us. His provision is always sweet to partake of. So we want to continue to rest in our Lord, to abide in him, to allow his sweet savor to be in our lives. So wherever we go, whatever we do, others will know that we belong to Jesus. Verse 4 of chapter 2. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. She went on to say that the bride, the church, went on to say that King Jesus brought her, the church, to the house of celebration. And his banner over her, or his flag, his standard over the church, the bride, is love. He loves us with an everlasting love. And with loving kindness, he has drawn us unto himself. His love we cannot fathom. It's too high for us. We can't understand fully his love for us. But we know he loves us. We love him because he first loved us. So his banner over us is love. Verse 5 of Song of Solomon chapter 2. Stay with me. Stay me with flagons. Comfort me with apples. For I am sick of love. Stay with me with flagons. Comfort me with apples. For I am sick of love. The bride is saying to Christ Jesus, sustain me. Sustain me with your raisin. Sustain me. Because you are the bread of life. Sustain me. And with your fruits. For the bride has become lovesick. The bride has become lovesick. So we need to become lovesick. We need to have a yearning for Christ Jesus. We need to have a longing. We need to pant after him. As the deer pant after the water brook, so our souls pant after him. We need to know that he's calling us up to a higher place in him. So we need to know that he's able to sustain us wherever he places us. He is the one who sustains us. He is the bread of life. So we want to run to him and stay in love with our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6 of Song of Solomon chapter 2. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. The bride is stating that Jesus is holding her up. His left hand is under my head, holding her up. And his authority is keeping her together. Only his authority, his word, which keep us together. So we want to know that Christ is holding us up. He never leave nor forsake us. He will not let us go. But we also have to cleave to him, hold firmly to him, and knowing that he is the rock of our salvation. The authority of his word will keep us together. The authority of his word will keep us whole. And he has died for us that we might become whole. So we want to be who Christ has called us to be. Verse 7. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that you stir not up nor awake my love till he please. I charge you, the bride, the church is saying, as he spoke to the daughters of Jerusalem, by the roes and the hinds of the field, by the weaknesses of the animals of the wilds, that you stir not up, nor awake my love till he pleases. Do not try to do things prematurely. Wait on the timing of the Lord. And the Lord is telling us today, wait on him. Just stay planted by the rivers of water. And we're going to bear fruit in due season. Let us stay planted in him. Let us not do things prematurely, but let us wait on him and wait on his timing, which is always right. Verse 8 of Songs of Solomon, chapter 2. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountain, skipping upon the hills. The voice of my beloved, behold, look, he's coming, leaping upon the mountain, skipping upon the hills. The bride, the church, now hears the voice of Jesus. And he's now telling the world to look for his coming. So the bride is now going out as witnesses. The bride is now evangelizing because the bride is now hearing the voice of Jesus. The bride now is listening. The voice of my beloved, look, he's coming, leaping upon the mountain. He is coming back, Church of God. So let us be telling others that Jesus Christ is coming back so that they too can be saved and looking forward for his coming. Verse 9 of Songs of Solomon 2. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved is like a roe, a gazelle, or a young hart, a deer. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the window, showing himself through the lattice. The bride, the church, continues to speak here that her beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ, is swift in action. Swift is like the roe or the hart. He is swift in action. And that we, the church, should look and see that he's standing behind the walls that we have built. We have built walls between us and our king. But he is standing behind the wall. He is looking at us through the window. And he's making himself known to us through the windows of his word. So let us know and understand that Jesus Christ is looking at us. He's looking at us and he's making himself known through his word. He's bringing revelation to us. Even though we have built up barriers, we have built up walls because we have turned away from him in so many areas of our lives. But he is still there because his promises are true. He promised that he will never leave nor forsake us. He promised that he will be with us always. So even when at times when we build our walls, the word of God is telling us that he is looking at us through the window, the windows of his word, and he's making himself known to us through his word. So we want to constantly be in fellowship with our Lord Jesus and constantly be looking unto him because he is looking at us. And let us break down the walls that we have built and let us know that he's calling us to wholehearted worship of him. Verse 10 of Songs of Solomon chapter 2. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fear one, and come away. My beloved spake, Jesus spoke and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fear one, and come away. Jesus is calling the bride into intimacy. Come away with me. Come to that place of intimacy. Come and renew the relationship that we have. Come, Church of God, the bride, Jesus Christ is calling the bride to come back to that place. Rise up, my love. We have to do something. We have to rise up. Rise up, my love, my fear one, and come away. He still calls us his love. He still calls us the fear one. And he said, rise up and come away with him. We want to come away. We want to run to him. And we want to be with him. We want to just wrap our arms around him and stay close to him every day of our lives. Verse 11, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers, verse 12, appears on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her figs, verse 13, and the vines with the tender grapes gives a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Jesus, the beloved bridegroom, is wooing the bride, the church, to rise up and come away with him. Come into intimacy and sweet fellowship with him. The timing is right. This is the time when the winter is over. This is the right time. It's now springtime. The hardship is past. And this is a time of prosperity and hope for God's people. Jesus is saying, come away. Come away with Jesus so that the tender grapes, the fruits that are being produced by the Holy Spirit can mature. People of God, we have tender grapes. The fruits are ready to be matured. The fruit that the Spirit wants to produce in us are ready to be matured. But we have to purpose in our minds to come away, to listen to Jesus, wooing the body, wooing the church, wooing the bride to come away with him. So let us purpose in our heart to follow Jesus, to pursue him, and to stay in close intimacy with him. He's calling us. He's calling us because the vines has tender grapes, fruits that are being produced by the Holy Spirit so that they can mature. We want every fruit to be mature in us so that we can surely show forth the glory and the praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 14 said, oh, my dove, thou art in the cleft of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. The bride, the church, speaking to Jesus, the bridegroom. O my dove that are in the cleft of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. And thy countenance is comely. O my dove, my beloved, that resides in that secret place. Show me your face. The bride is crying out to the bridegroom. Show me your face. Let me hear your voice, King Jesus. For you are beautiful to me. Is it beautiful to you today? He is calling you in that secret place. And he will show his face to us. We will hear his voice. And we will know that he is beautiful because we intentionally seek him. Verse 15. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vine, for our vines have tender grapes. Take up the little foxes that spoil the vine, for our vines have tender grapes. The church is saying to the Lord Jesus, remove all the obstacles that will prevent us from maturing. For we want all the fruit of the Spirit to come to maturity in us. The church is saying to the Lord Jesus, remove all the obstacles, Lord, that will prevent us from maturing. For we want all the fruit of the Spirit to come to maturity in us. And when we read Galatians 5:22-23, it speaks of the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. All of these fruit the Lord wants to produce in us. But we have to ask the Lord King Jesus to remove all the things that come to beset us and to prevent us from walking as mature Christians. He's calling us to mature in him. He's calling us to that stature in him that he wants us to be. We are called to be mature Christians, mature people of God, equipped to carry out the work of God. He's calling us to maturity. And we, the church of God, must see that we need to be matured. We need to be complete in him so that we can truly go forth and be the witnesses that he has called us to be. So the church is saying to the Lord, remove all the obstacles. And today we want to say, Lord, remove every obstacle from us so that we can truly become complete in you, mature in you. Verse 16 of Song of Solomon chapter 2. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. The church continues to declare, my beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. Let us open our mouth and declare Christ Jesus, that he is ours and we belong to him, and that he feedeth among the lilies. Jesus is ours and we are his. He feeds us, his flock, in a place of purity. He feeds his flock in a place of purity. So we want to know that God is calling us to walk in purity. He wants his bride to be the bride that makes herself ready, preparing herself, walking in righteousness, living right, for he has called us to righteousness. We are created, we are his masterpiece, created unto good works. So we are supposed to live a life of purity, bringing honor and glory to our King Jesus. So we are his and he is ours. Verse 17, the last verse of chapter 2. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountain of Bether. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe. To the church still speaking. Be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountain of Bether. Until the morning comes. Until the morning comes, the revelation, until the revelation comes, the morning there speaks of revelation. Until the revelation comes, the darkness is past. Turn to us. Turn to us, the Church of God. Turn to us, turn to your bride. Turn in helping us to stay separated from the world. The word Bether there means separation. So separated from the world and walk in obedience to his will. We want to live a life that is pleasing to him. We want to live a life of holiness. We want to walk in truth. We don't want to live like the world. We want to live like Christ Jesus. We want to live each day, showing forth his glory and praise wherever we go. We want to live a life consecrated unto him. We want to live a life of holiness. We want to live a life walking as children of light in this dark world, that the world may see Christ in us and come to glorify his name. We are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. So we want to walk as children of light. We want to walk in conformity to the image of Christ Jesus, not being conformed to the world, being separated from the world and its system, but walking in conformity to the word of God. We want to know that the Holy Spirit is with us and he brings revelation to us. The darkness is past. And we know that revelation has come because Christ has given us his Holy Spirit, and he reminds us that His Holy Spirit will show us things to come. So we want to know that the day has broken. The revelation has come. The Holy Spirit is here with us to guide us into all truth, bringing us closer and closer to Jesus Christ as we know that His coming is near. He said, "Behold, I come quickly." And we want to be people who are ready to go with Him, walking in humility, walking in meekness, walking completely surrendered to Christ Jesus, walking in submission to His will and to His way. We want to be people who will always be willing and ready to share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to be excited about Him wherever we go. And we want to know that He is with us every step of the journey. So we want to represent Him well, bringing honor and glory to His great name. So we want to turn to the Lord with all our heart and not leaning on our own understanding. And we want to acknowledge Him in everything, and He promised He will direct our path. His coming is near, people of God. So we want to be that bride who loves our bridegroom with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength, and to love one another like He has called us to love. He's calling us back into that love relationship. He's calling us back to put Him first and to put Him at the highest place in our lives where He belongs. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our King. He is our beloved. He loves us unconditionally. He loves us sacrificially. He loves us with pure motives. So we want to love Him back. And we want to stay separated from the world. We want to go forth each day walking in holiness, walking in righteousness, walking according to His will. And we give God thanks as we come to the end of chapter 2 of Song of Solomon. We're going to continue on this in the series and insights into the Song of Songs or the Song of Solomon. God bless you here, and I'm going to pray, asking God's blessing on you. Father, we thank You again for this word that has come forth. We thank You that You are calling Your bride, the church, into that close fellowship with You. And we pray as these words continue to go through, O God Almighty Lord, that Your people, O God Almighty, hearts will be blessed and they will come into a deeper relationship with You. Father God, we just thank You for what You are doing right now through Your word. And we thank You that lives are being changed as Your word go forth over the radio waves. Father, we give You thanks. We give You praise and honor. As we look to You by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say amen. Amen. God bless you. We'll be back next week with more of this insights into the Song of Songs. God bless you. Have a blessed evening. Amen. Blessings.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. This is